Unit 6, Task 7. Listen to this interview on speech recognition and follow the instructions in your student's book.
Mobile phones and the internet have changed the way we communicate. However, we still need to use the keyboard and the mouse to communicate with computers. When will we be able to interact with PCs by voice?
Well, the technology already exists, but the habit of talking to a computer is only just beginning to take off.
What are the basic components of a speech recognition system?
Basically, you need voice recognition software, a sound card, and a microphone. If you want to have good results, you should get a high-quality headset microphone.
Right. What sort of things can you do with a speech recognition system?
The system converts voice into text, so you can dictate text directly onto your word processor or email program.
Hmm.
The technology is particularly useful to dictate notes, business memos, letters and email.
But is dictation accurate? I mean, does the system interpret all the words correctly?
Speech companies claim an accuracy rate of around 98%, but the system is more accurate if you train the software by reading aloud sample text for a few minutes. This process teaches the program to recognize words that are not in its built-in dictionary. For example, proper names, abbreviations, unusual words, etc.
OK. And can you execute programs and navigate around menus and windows?
Yes. You can control your PC by voice commands. This means you can launch programs, open a file, save it in a particular format, or print it. Some systems even let you search the web by voice, or chat using your voice instead of the keyboard.
That sounds exciting. And how do you see the future of speech recognition?
In a few years' time, I think a lot of people will use their voices to interact with computers. Someday, we'll be talking to our PC naturally, like a friend.